the Music City Breakdown on 95.3 The Bull.
It's the weekend edition of the Music City Breakdown, getting you caught up with the biggest stories in country music from the last week, like finding out Dolly Parton has the highest net worth in all of country music at $500 million. Luke Bryan in second with a not even close 120. It's got to be Dollywood. Right? It's got to be that raises the value. Actually, speaking of Dollywood, she's got a new movie coming out. It's going to be called Christmas at Dollywood. It's obviously going to be a Hallmark Christmas movie. Some, like, small-town girl moves away, falls in love with a big city guy, comes home, falls in love with the hometown hunk. You get it. You've seen them all. They're all basically the same. Old Dominion has a new album coming. It drops in October. It's going to be called just Old Dominion. Jason Aldean loves the process of recording albums and says it would suck if it went away, adding, as long as people want to hear them, he's going to keep making them. When Garth Brooks called Blake asking if he wanted to sing with him on Dive Bar, he said yes before he even heard the tune. Well, because that's when Garth Brooks calls, you pick up the phone and just say yes, doesn't matter what it is. And Thomas Rhett learning all about hashtag parenting problems. They went out to a nice restaurant and Willa dressed herself with sweatpants underneath soccer shorts. And Thomas said, well, some things just aren't worth fighting over. I'm Average Joe, and that's the weekend edition of the Music City Breakdown on 95.3 The Bull.
Follow your favorite country artists every day at TheBullRockford.com.